Describe something you would like to study in the future.
1. What subjects are popular with young adults today? What's the most popular thing to learn nowadays? I would say that foreign languages are the most popular thing to learn. A lot of people of all ages are interested in learning a second language. For one, it helps keep them minds sharp. For another, it can come in handy when traveling to other countries. The idea of being able to talk to the locals and understand the language in a foreign country is appealing to lots of people. It's especially popular for older people who have retired and have more time on their hands to learn something new. 2. At what age should children start making their own decisions? Why? I think children should start making their own decisions when they begin high school. I mean, I don't think they should be able to decide everything for themselves. There should be some limits. But they can have a say about what kind of food they eat, as well as when they go to bed. As they enter high school, they learn to become more independent and think for themselves. So, they should be able to make some decisions on their own. 3. Which makes young people choose a major, income, or interest? Well, most young people actually choose a major based on interest. In the past, it was more common for young people to focus on money. They wanted to be able to earn a stable income after they graduated. Nowadays, young people still want that. But I find that more and more of them are more interested in pursuing their passions. They believe that a high salary is less important than a job that they love. I think it's an interesting shift. 4. Do young people take their parents' advice on choosing a major? Yeah, I would say that a lot of young people take their parents' advice on choosing a major. Some young people might make a decision that's different from what their parents advise. I think that's valid. But a majority will at least consider what their parents have to say. After all, their parents have a lot of life experience and they know their children well. So their advice is geared towards their child's best interests. Actually, it's important to listen to what your parents have to say, to some degree. 5. Besides parents, who else would people take advice from? It seems to me that people usually take advice from their close friends. For example, a lot of young people go to their friends when they have a problem and need some outside input. Other than family, their friends are usually the people who know them best. So their advice is usually really helpful. Some others also ask their significant others for advice, like their boyfriends or girlfriends. The opinions of their partners are important to them. 6. Why do some people prefer to study alone? I think some people prefer to study alone because other people are just too distracting. The idea of studying with your friends is nice in theory, but in practice, it ends up being super unproductive. Instead of staying on task, you just end up talking about unrelated things. It's more of a hangout than a study session. That's what happened to many people so often. Plus, even when you're on task, some people have clashing study techniques. It just ends up in conflict.
Yes, go, 淘宝店铺原创。